don't know. Looks like we get worried sometimes about the way they're going.
Yeah.
Because there's too much, you know, numbers and money and bookwork and all that, instead of being what?
Serious about.
Yeah, in other words, the faith.
Yeah.
They sort of forget about God and all this.
Should be more serious about the saving.
Yeah, in other words, the saving the souls and trying
saving
to tell people the story. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes one of you all said didn't like to go to Sunday school because didn't ever talk about anything, didn't even know God was there.
Well, that's wrong. Sunday school is the main thing. It's good for everybody. But the young class of girls like these, they'll be very much innocent Sunday school. That's where you learn.
That's right. In other words, it's supposed to take the place of any kind of other kind of religious teaching. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And that's where they learn, really, what it means to be a Christian.
That's true.
It means what to be a Christian. You know, some folks, you got to know the story. I guess it's all right. Brother Man wrote one time, and a great crowd of people, this homeless people, was shouting. And they said this, look at them, they're trying to be Christ-like. But if you wouldn't be Christ-like, you'd be like Christ. That's what I say. Be like Christ. Let them say, well, just what they want to say.
Sure.
And they're going to criticize and make fun of you. But if they say they're trying to be Christ-like, that's a fine. If you try to be Christ-like, you're saved.
That's true.
But you don't care about Christ-like, well, you just lost to start with.
It's not too much hope. But of course, I'll tell you the truth, sometimes I think young people got the spirit more than the old people.
Oh, sometimes they do. Yeah.
Sometimes now, some of these young people, now of course some of them go off on the deep end, you know.
Yeah.
But I get real encouraged when I hear about some of the things that are going on.
Yeah.
And other times I get pretty worried about them.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't know. Well, let me see. Can you remember about your first school?
Going to school?
Yeah, when you first went to school, did they have any public schools when you started off?
Yes, I can remember that I walked, I think that public was out in a place they called Noble Hill. You ever heard of Noble Hill?
I think I have. That sounds sort of familiar.
And I think it's about that now. First school I went to, didn't even know my ABCs. Noble Hill School. Now I go to High Spring, it's just about a quarter of a mile to the left off the old High Spring Road, looks there. And Noble Hill School. And we all had those dining thing to eat. Everybody carried a lunch from home on a tin bucket.
Yeah, a tin bucket, that's
just
right.
Just like you was going to work.
Yeah.
That's when I was a boy, and I'm well on my way up till 980 or something. That's been a long time.
Yeah, that's something.
I went to Noble Hill School.
And y'all have a very far walk to get there?
Oh, my Lord. We had about between 5 and 6 miles to walk there and walk back.
Any kind of walk?
And some of them had further than that to walk.
My goodness. And nowadays, you can't even walk 5 blocks.
Oh, no, no.
They got to get on a bus.
Got to get on. You can't walk no distance. Well, that's, I'm telling you the truth. I remember it well. And if I had to go to that spot, I think the old business told I could go to it now.
Why you? Because it looks like you're doing your sleep almost.
You know, and all my old friends, boys that grew on me, they all are dead.
Yeah,
I don't think of a living one of them in Noble Hill.
Mm.
All dead.
My goodness, well the Lord bless you to live a long life.
Oh, I tell you, I thank God and I can't thank Him enough.
Well, I feel the same way.
I've made mistakes in my life, but He forgive me for them. And
well, we all make mistakes, else we wouldn't be human, I guess.
I've made mistakes in my life. And so the girls I courted, I should have been only married, I didn't marry them. And I guess I made some mistakes then. And I have taken advantage of unfortunate people. I made a mistake there.
We all have at times.
Yeah. Now some of those girls are living now. One is in St. Petersburg. Her name is, I forget that girl's name. She got a sister-in-law and lives in Gainesville. And she's a Truitt, the girl was. And I made a lot of mistakes. I couldn't have been that girl, couldn't have married if I had the right mind.
Well, when folks are young, they don't always do the right thing, and later on they get thinking about it.